The Medrash we read in this week, the Haftarah for Nitzav Mayedach, is Sos Asis Hashem. I will surely rejoice in Hashem, the Jewish people said. Tagel Nafshi Delokai, my soul will be happy and rejoicing with my God. The Medrash says that there was once a couple that were married for 10 years and did not have children. And when a couple has been married for 10 years and they haven't had children, then the husband may look for a different wife who could have children. And so after 10 years being happily married, as happy as a couple could be without children, they went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and asked them. They said they think they have to get divorced, what should they do? So he said to them that you're right, but I ask that just as when you got married you had a great meal and festive occasion, so too when you get divorced make a fancy meal, and after this great feast then you'll get divorced. So the couple went back. The husband told his wife, he said, my dear, after all these years together, if there's anything in my house, take anything you want back to your father's house. And then they had this festive great meal. And during the meal, the wife had him drink one cup after another of wine until by the meal's end he was knocked out, fell into a deep, deep slumber. And she signaled her servant. She said, now I have to leave my father's house. Take the bed that he's lying on and bring it to my father's house.
With him on.
With him on. Good point. In the middle of the night, he wakes up and he doesn't know where he is. And he turns and he sees his wife, a woman who he was thinking he was divorcing. And he asked her, where am I? What's going on? So she said, you remember, you sent me to my father's house and you said before the meal that whatever I treasure in your house I should take to my father's house. Well, I treasure nothing more than you, so I took you to my father's house. And after she said that, he took her back to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and asked them what they should do. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai davened for them. And the woman conceived and had a child. And our sages say that previously when they came to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his prayers didn't help because they hadn't yet undergone this ordeal and she hadn't yet told him that she treasures nothing more than him. And if one person tells another person, I treasure nothing more than you, then in heavens when they hear that, certain gates open up. And then when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai prayed for the couple, then the woman was able to conceive. And so too the Medrash says, the Jewish people spend their time in exile saying, God, we treasure nothing more than you. We want to come close to you. And that's in that merit we will be redeemed. And that's the Haftarah, Sos Asis Hashem. Finally, when we will be redeemed, we will rejoice in Hashem. And if I could add my own 2 cents, so I think that this is something we have to aspire to. There were Jews who said, the Jewish people need their own land. It could be Uganda, but they need their own land. There were Jews who said, the Jews need their own army. It could be an army of Kahana Chai. It could be an army of all kinds of people. But the Jews need someone to protect them. Could be Tzara. There were Jews who said that this land is ours, we should have it, we should be here. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're here, we have the land, we need more of it, but we have much of it. And we have our own government, and we have our own army. But we don't have that connection with Hashem, we're not yet there. And this is the point where we have to remember that we're not yet there. And what we've been praying for all these years has been to come to the land of Israel and connect with Hashem, and that we don't yet have. And that's what we will read this Shabbos, that prophecy that we'll finally rejoice in Hashem. We have to remember, we have to still seek that out. Bezat Hashem, this is we're ending the Shiva ben Chemta, the seven prophecies from Tisha B'Av. We read seven prophecies that console the Jewish people. Now may we finally be comforted. Next week we'll read the famous Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Yisrael. The Jewish people are called to return. We should have success in returning. Shabbat Shalom.